Lesson 141, James 2. Introduction. James encouraged the saints to reach out to the downtrodden and taught that true followers of Jesus Christ are not to give preference to the rich over the poor. James also taught about the relationship between faith and works. Suggestions for teaching. James chapter 2 verses 1 through 13. James teaches followers of Christ not to show favoritism toward the rich. Randomly select a student and give him or her a small treat. Tell the class that you gave this student a treat for some reason that you have arbitrarily chosen. For example, because that student wore your favorite color, or because he or she brought a certain object to class. How did my treatment of this student make the rest of you feel? Why do people sometimes show favoritism? Ask students to think of other times when they have seen someone being treated better than others and to consider how it made them feel. Invite a student to read James 2, 1 through 4 aloud. Ask the student to also read footnote A in James 2, verse 1, which includes an alternative translation from the Greek as well as the Joseph Smith translation of James 2, 1. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what James warned the saints about. What did James warn the saints about? Point out that to have respect to persons means to show favoritism for one person or a group of people while mistreating others because of their circumstances or characteristics. What example of favoritism did James share? What are some examples in our day of individuals showing favoritism towards some people while mistreating others because of their circumstances or characteristics? Summarize James 2, 5 through 7 by explaining that James continued to reprove the saints who showed favoritism to the rich. He taught them that God had chosen the poor to be rich in faith and heirs to his kingdom. James also reminded the saints that it had been the rich who oppressed them and blasphemed against the Lord. Invite students to read James 2, 8 silently, looking for what James reminded the saints to do that would help them eliminate favoritism. What did James remind the saints to do? Why do you think this commandment was referred to as the royal law? What principle can we learn from these verses about how faithful disciples of Jesus Christ treat people? Students may use different words, but should identify a principle similar to the following. Faithful disciples of Jesus Christ love all people regardless of their circumstances. Write this principle on the board. During his mortal ministry, how was the Savior an example of loving others regardless of their circumstances? Ask students to think of someone who strives to love all people. Invite a few students to share with the class who they thought of and why. Ask students to consider how they treat others. Encourage them to look for opportunities to follow the Savior's example of loving others. Invite students to imagine that after hearing James's teachings about loving all people, they hear someone say that it is not a big deal if they show favoritism to some people while mistreating others. This person also says that there are far worse things we could do. What problems can come from having this mindset? Invite a student to read James 2, 9 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why it is a serious matter not to love all people, regardless of their circumstances. Why is it a serious matter not to love all people, regardless of their circumstances? What truth can we learn from James's teachings in this verse? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify a truth similar to the following. If we commit even one sin, we become guilty before God. According to James 2:10, what is the eternal consequence of breaking even one of God's commandments? We become as if we were guilty of all, in that we are unclean and therefore unable to dwell with God. Why can we still have hope, even though disobedience to God makes us unclean and therefore unable to live with God? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, all is not lost. The grace of God is our great and everlasting hope. Through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the plan of mercy appeases the demands of justice and brings about means unto men that they may have faith unto repentance. Our sins, though they may be as scarlet, can become white as snow. Because our beloved Savior gave Himself a ransom for all, an entrance into His everlasting kingdom is provided unto us. End quote. From the Gift of Grace, Ensign Orleahona, May 2005. What do we need to do to be worthy of entering the Lord's kingdom through the atonement of Jesus Christ? How might the principle we identified in verse 10 help us more fully appreciate the atonement of Jesus Christ? Summarize James 2:11 through 13 by explaining that James provided an example of the principle taught in verse 10. He then encouraged believers to treat others mercifully. For those who treat others without mercy will be judged without mercy. James 2:14 through 26. James teaches about the roles of faith and works in our salvation. Invite students to suppose that a young man has recognized that he has sinned. He believes in the atonement of Jesus Christ and in the Savior's ability to save him. He says that all he has to do is believe, and the Lord will forgive him, with no other effort on his part. Ask students to consider whether this young man's belief alone is sufficient for him to be forgiven for his sins. Invite a student to read James 2:14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what James asked the saints about faith. What did James ask the saints about faith? What types of works do you think James was referring to? Explain that James was correcting a false idea about faith. Some people had misunderstood faith to be simply a verbal expression of belief. In the context of James 2:14, James used the term works differently than the way the Apostle Paul had used it. When Paul used the term works, he referred to the works of the law of Moses. When James used the term works, he referred to acts of devotion or works of righteousness. As recorded in James 2:15 through 16, James used an analogy to illustrate the answer to his question in verse 14. Invite two students to come to the front of the class. Ask one of the students to act as a beggar who is pleading for food, clothing, and shelter he or she needs to survive. Invite the other students to act as someone who can help the beggar. Invite a third student to read James 2:15 through 16 aloud, while the other two students act out what is described in these verses. What is wrong with the response that was given to the begging student? Would the other student's response be enough to save the beggar? Invite a student to read James 2:17 through 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what James taught about faith. Note, James 2:17 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What do you think the phrase, "faith if it hath not works is dead," means? How does James's analogy of a beggar help us understand what the phrase means? According to verse 17, what truth did James teach about true faith in Jesus Christ? Students may use different words, but should identify a truth similar to the following. True faith in Jesus Christ is made manifest by our righteous works. Write this truth on the board. Invite a student to read James 2:19 through 20 aloud. Make sure the student also reads the Joseph Smith translation of James 2:19 in James 2:19 footnote A. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the example James used to show that believing in God does not necessarily include having faith in God. What example did James use to show that believing in God does not necessarily include having faith in God? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "True faith is focused in and on the Lord Jesus Christ, and always leads to righteous action. Action alone is not faith in the Savior, but acting in accordance with correct principles is the central component of faith." End quote. From Ask in Faith, Ensign or Leona, May 2008. According to Elder Bednar, what is a central component of faith? Why is it important to understand that faith in Jesus Christ means both believing in Him and acting according to correct principles? Remind students of the young man in the scenario at the beginning of this section of the lesson. How might understanding that faith includes both belief and action help someone who seeks forgiveness of his or her sins? Summarize James 2:21-26 by explaining that James referred to Abraham and Rahab as two examples of people whose faith in God was made manifest by their works. The account of the courageous woman Rahab is found in Joshua 2:1-22. Invite students to use their class notebooks or scripture study journals to write about a time when they demonstrated faith in Jesus Christ through their works and how they were blessed for doing so. Encourage students to include their testimonies of the Savior and how they will demonstrate that belief through their actions. Ask a few students to share with the class what they wrote. Invite students to prayerfully consider how they can more fully exercise faith in Jesus Christ by obeying Him. Encourage them to follow any promptings they receive. Scripture Mastery, James 2:17-18. To help students apply the truths taught in this Scripture Mastery passage, provide each one of them with a small piece of paper. Invite them to write down the words of this passage on one side of the paper. Then ask them to complete the following sentence on the other side of the paper. I will show the Lord my faith in Him by blank. Encourage students to keep this piece of paper in their pockets throughout the day and to keep a running list of ideas for demonstrating their faith to the Lord. As they add to their lists, they can review the Scripture Mastery passage. Encourage them to place the piece of paper where they will see it often and be reminded of their goals.